should bring you a treat when I come into the radio. Yes. Well, it has been quite interesting at the nursing homes and assisted livings this past month. We are still shut down to visitors, and right now that our guidelines are not changing anytime soon. I just wanted to throw that out there. There's been no talk about reopening anything in the long-term care assisted living facilities at this time. So we'll just keep doing what we're doing. But we are going to have some fun because it's National Nursing Home Week starting May 10th of Mother's Day. So we're going to give corsages to all our mothers and have some special treats for them on Mother's Day so they can celebrate. Monday, we're going to have a musical. We're going to do a video musical on the TVs and have popcorn for all the residents. And on Tuesday, we're still going to have bingo in the morning. And so we've been doing hallway bingo. Each hallway has bingo and a cooking demo with a bite-sized cheesecake in the afternoon. So we're going to learn how to make some cheesecake, which I've never done that well. So I might have to slip in on that one. And then Wednesday, we're going to have a virtual tour of a museum and ice cream float bars in the afternoon. So that will be fun. Then on Thursday, it's mustache you to quarantine. And we got these little mustaches that everybody's going to wear on their face masks. And we're going to mustache you to quarantine that day. And then Friday, we're going to kick off the whole week with our end the whole week with Husker Day and a cookout for all our residents and staff that are working. So, yeah, we're still going to have some fun during this time, even though we're really missing our families and visitors and volunteers at this time. But we're just, we're staying strong and doing what we can do for everyone. Right. We might do some bus rides out just around town. That way we don't have to stop anywhere just to get the residents out and about and kind of show them what's going on.
Check out a little scenery.
A little scenery around town. Yeah, I think they would really like that. Also, during National Nursing Home Week, our staff are going to be having some fun. We're going to be sharing some recipes and treats. So each day each department will take a day and bring in recipes and treats for the staff those days and just kind of have some fun that way too. So, like, for example, Monday's administrative staff. So I really have to think of what I'm going to bring and a recipe that I want to share with everyone. So we're going to have some fun that week also for the staff. We just want to really wish all the mothers happy Mother's Day. We're going to really miss them coming in to see their grandmothers and mothers on Sunday, but we just want to give a shout out to everyone that we are going to have some fun, and we just want to wish everybody a happy Mother's Day and those graduates. We just want to wish those graduates happy graduation. I know it's a odd time, but hey, they're still graduating, and still going to move on in the fall and do great things. So we're just going to be happy for them. I just want to give a shout out to everyone finishing up that homeschooling. I know I'm ready to be done to being my kids' teacher. So I don't know about everybody else, but I'm ready to be done homeschooling. But I give a shout out to all those teachers that have stayed strong, helping the students during this time. And really working with them to finish up the year strong and getting all that work still done, still learning, and giving them things to do on the days they are home, because those home days are getting long for the kids. So yes, just want to get just O'Neill strong, stay strong out there, and just want to wish everybody again a happy Mother's Day and happy graduation.
Yes, you bet. Yes. And like we said, they can always call residents. If they have family members in the nursing home, they can always call and visit.
Yes, we have iPads. They can do FaceTime. We have some limited Zoom time. FaceTime seems to work the best. We've been doing virtual doctor's visits with our doctors, so they don't have to come in, and that's going very well. We have had quick notes. If you go to our website, the good-sam.com website, there's a link to Quick Notes, it's called, and you can send pictures and notes through that site for your loved ones in the facility. We've gotten a lot of cute pictures of grandkids, great-grandkids, people out in the community, that are doing things that they want the residents to know about, so they send a quick note. We also have three special ladies that come every week and walk around the facility and do crazy things, and Put up signs and just
outside,
yep, and trying to keep us strong. Fun. So yeah, it's been quite fun.
We're making it work.
Yeah. We are making it work, and we too. It will pass, and then we'll be back to a new normal. I think so.
We're ready for
it.
We're ready for a new normal.
That's right. That's all I got, Scott, I think.
All right. Well, I want to wish you Happy Mother's Day,
too.
Thank you.
Yep, and you can always check out our website, good-sam.com, and also our career link is on that site also.
All right, Jessica. All right. Thanks for coming in.
Thank
Have a great day.
You too.
That's Jessica Eby from the Good Samaritan Society in Atkinson.